So Vicky is going to be speaking to us on the subject of hope. To kick us off for this new year. So Father God, we want to thank you for Vicky. We want to thank you for what she's sown into this community, into this area, Father God. I just pray that she would see massive fruit through what she's sown, Lord, and just for your grace and your goodness. And I just pray you'd be with her as she shares just from what she feels that you've spoken about to her. And we would catch hold of your heart and Vicky's heart as well. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hello. Okay, so, as Tom said, I'm going to be speaking on hope, and if you want to get your Bibles out, or your phones with your Bible apps, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 2, verse 7 to 20, so Luke 2, verse 7 to 20, which is kind of a Christmas passage, but you know, it's still kind of Christmas. We've still got the decorations up. And, you know, I just really feel like God's just really going to use this passage just to speak to us about hope, which is such an important thing. You know, before we read this passage, just want us to think, you know, I don't know where everyone in this room is at this moment, how you're feeling. You know, there might be areas of your life where you feel like they're lacking in hope. You might generally feel like you're lacking in hope, or you might feel full of hope and be in all different places. And, you know, maybe for some of us, we're in that place where we actually feel, if we're really honest with ourselves, that hope has gone. And it could be that an event or a circumstance that happened that really just drained us of hope. Or it can just be the things of life, the disappointments that happen, the mundaneness of life that just gradually seeps away hope from us. And, you know, we can all feel like this at times, you know, and sometimes we can feel it more pronouncedly for a season. Sometimes it's just something that's going on in the background around certain things. And, you know, there have been times in my own life where I've been, like, painfully aware that I'm lacking hope. And, you know, one of them that I'm just going to share with you this morning was about 10 years ago now, where it was before the journey had started, and the whole process to start the journey involved some painful decisions that I had to make, and which resulted in me leaving the church that I was part of at the time, having to leave my job, losing some friends. So there was all of that stuff going on. At the same time, a friend's mum, who we'd been praying for to get healed from cancer, she had died. And one of my friends, who was only 24, he committed suicide. So it was a really difficult time. And so when the journey actually started, you know, in some ways it was really exciting, because obviously it's exciting to plant a church as well as challenging. But at the same time, I didn't feel like happy in the way that I expected to feel, because on one level, one of my dreams had come true. Wow, now I'm starting this church and we're going for it and it's all great and good things are happening. But at the same time, deep inside, I still had this kind of like pain and lack of hope. I wouldn't have realised at the time that's what it was. And so my way to deal, you know, when we have pain, we all find a way to deal with it. My way to deal with it at that time was to eat. So I would comfort eat my way through it and put on loads of weight, which wasn't a happy thing for me at that particular point in time. And, you know, actually it was, I'm going to come back to it at different points, this particular story, and talk about it. But, you know, that was just where I was at that particular point in time. And so I just want us to go to this passage. Luke 2, verses 7 to 20. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. And so, you know, this passage can help us in this journey of, like, finding hope. Because if you just imagine, like, in Bethlehem, there are these shepherds, they're Jews, they have been promised through their scriptures that a Messiah is going to come who is going to save them. A Saviour is coming. And so they've been promised this, but they haven't heard God speak for 400 years. You know, they are being occupied by the Romans. There's difficult things going on in that. And, you know, they're wanting to see this Saviour come and, you know, just rescue them from this situation. And so into that, they have this crazy experience, which we can't quite imagine what it must have been like, where these angels come and tell them, this Messiah, this Saviour that you have been waiting for, has been born as a baby, which must have just been the weirdest thing that you couldn't really get your heads around. But they say, you know, the sign is that you will find him in a manger, in a feeding trough, you know, where animals eat out of. You'll find him there, and you'll know that this is real. So obviously they go, they find out, wow, this is true. This is this baby. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, what can a baby do? You know, this baby that is promised as their saviour, the Messiah that they've been waiting for, what can a baby do? You know, it was going to be another 30 years before Jesus actually did something that was going to, you know, and then obviously we had the cross and the resurrection and all that came from that. And Jesus totally changed the destiny of the human race. But that wasn't going to happen for a number more years. But the shepherds were changed by this encounter because they had a hope that actually God hadn't forgotten them. He was actually at work. He was doing something that was going to result in their ultimate freedom and being saved from, you know, what was going on with the Romans. Do you see what I'm saying? And, you know, the way that different things that can happen in our lives can constantly rob us of hope. You know, the media is constantly telling us of the terrible things that are happening in the world, and we can feel overwhelmed by that. And, you know, thinking, well, how can we solve those problems? You know, it could be other situations that are going on in our lives that are robbing us of hope. Maybe our financial situation is just making us feel hopeless. Maybe feel no matter how much we work hard, we don't seem to get ahead. Maybe we feel like constantly struggling with debt. You know, it could be, you know, one of the things in this area that sometimes can make me feel hopeless is how expensive it is to buy property. Does anyone ever feel that? You can speak back to me, it helps. You know, it's so expensive. And it's getting more expensive. And, you know, that can feel quite depressing. And, you know, maybe for some of us, that we have dreams or passions in our hearts, but we just don't quite know how to make them happen. And that can cause us to be robbed of hope. Maybe it's addictions or negative thought patterns or experiences from the past we just can't shake. Or it could be physical or emotional ill health that we're struggling with, or damaging family relationships that we have. It could be other things that are in our lives. And these kind of situations, they just keep robbing us of hope. Does anyone recognise what I'm talking about? Yeah. But when we're thinking about this passage, and, you know, I'm just really trusting, you know, I feel that God has given me something to say this morning. I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit's going to speak to each one of you where you're at. I'll communicate in the best possible way, but it's the Holy Spirit we need to do something in our hearts. But if you think the shepherds, they were in a place potentially of like a hopelessness of wanting freedom. And the angels have appeared to them and told them, God is on the move. There's a hope. They haven't necessarily realised the situation yet, but they know that God is working. Yeah? And I just feel that for many of us this morning, there are different situations that are going on in our lives that maybe are causing there to be hopelessness in us. And this morning, God is wanting to minister to our hearts in such a way that we know God is on the move and fresh hope comes. Does anyone want that this morning? You know, sometimes, like, I'm feeling overwhelmed by certain things. Like, this week, I was just thinking about, you know, the property situation, how difficult it is to buy places around here. And I wasn't just thinking it for myself, I was thinking for other people. And I was just feeling like, oh, everyone's just going to move away because it's so expensive. And all of this stuff, I'm just being honest about what I was thinking. And then I was just kind of chatting to God about it. And in that, I just felt like, God, just give me fresh hope of, you can pray into this situation and believe that God does do things to change it around. And in that moment, hope came. And I was feeling quite unhappy about that whole scenario, but hope came into it. And so I just really believe this morning that in your situation, you know, the circumstances may not immediately change, but God is just wanting to minister to you so you know God is at work. He hasn't left me behind. He hasn't forgotten. He is at work, even if it's like Jesus, the baby that's been born, we're waiting to grow up and to do fulfill his destiny. You getting that? Yep. God is wanting to minister to that to you this morning. You know, when going back to my story that I started off with this morning, you know, in that year when I, in 2005, so still during the first year of the journey, I think it was around March, April time, me and Diana, is Diana here? Oh, she's gone. Oh, there she is. Woo! We went to China. And Pete Davis came with us as well. He wasn't part of the journey then. But, and we went on this trip to China, which was really amazing. It was an amazing trip for me and Diana, both of us. And it was like, we'd been on this long journey. We arrived in China and we went to like this, they have like, you know, house church meetings that are meeting in secret. So I think we went to one of them. And I was just thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I feel like my life is a mess. Why am I here? And also, I knew that the next day I had to speak at this church house thing. And I was thinking, I don't even know what I'm going to speak on. And I just felt like God just showed me, like while we were at this house church meeting, that the problem was that I had like lost hope. That was what was going on with me. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to find out about hope. So I was looking through, like, overnight, went through my Bible, looked over all the verses about hope, and thought, right, I'm going to find, you know, what is this thing that God wants me to bring? What does God want to speak into this situation? And through that, what it suddenly clicked in my mind that in order to see hope restored back into my life, I needed to have my hope in Jesus and who he was, and not in the circumstances or different things that were going around me. And in a way, we all know that, but there's something that happens when you get a revelation from the Holy Spirit that just clicks. Yes, if my hope is in Jesus, because I know I can trust him, he's good, he's loving, he's always going to be with me, even when difficult circumstances happen. And ultimately, we have a promise of a new life. This life isn't all that it's about, where things will be restored. I'm in a win-win situation. And it was like, you know, circumstances hadn't changed, but something inside of me had changed as I realised my hope needed to be in Jesus. And it's so simple, and we're all like, yeah, sure, we know it. But there's something that comes when you have a revelation of that. And so I just want to read us a few verses. So if you want to go with me in your Bibles too there, and maybe you want to just make a note of them as well, because they're good ones to meditate on this week. So Romans 5, verse 5. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So just read that again. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You know, this morning that's what the Holy Spirit is wanting to do, is to pour out the love of God into our hearts, and it doesn't disappoint us. Psalm 31, verse 24. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. Another one. Psalm 42, verse 5. Psalm 42, verse 5. Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. You know, sometimes we almost need to speak to us and tell ourselves to hope in God. It's not a passive thing, it's an active thing. And you know, lots of times in my life where I've been needing to encourage myself in hope. You know, one of the passages in the Bible that's really helped me with this is thinking about the story of Abraham. And I love, if you just go with me in your Bibles to Romans 4. You know, for those of us who maybe don't know the story of Abraham, he and his wife were unable to have children, and they had this promise from God that not only were they going to have their own children, but he's going to be the father of many nations, many generations were going to come from him, that were going to be a blessing to the earth. And they're getting older and older, and it was completely impossible physically for them to have children. And Romans 4, verse 18 to 22, it says, in hope against hope, he believed, Abraham, so that he might become a father of many nations according to that which had been spoken. So shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, I mean, he did have a few wobbles in reality, as we know when we read the story. He contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was over 100 years old. I love that bit, where it's like, you know, his body was now as good as dead. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. I love that passage. You know, is that Abraham, he's way beyond, you know, thinking that, oh, is it really going to happen? Did God really say that? And yet, God still comes through and does do what he promised. Now, Proverbs 13, verse 12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life." You know, maybe for some of us, because hope was being deferred so long, actually our hearts are sick. And God is just wanting to minister into that this morning. So, you know, when we're thinking about this whole thing about hope, we think about the ways that God works. You know, that's the thing that we've got to think about, that passage when the shepherds had the promise from the angels. You know, the Jews were expecting Jesus to be a certain type of saviour, a military leader who was going to overcome the Romans and set them free that way. But Jesus came and did things in a completely upside down way to the way that they knew. His kingdom was completely upside down to kingdoms they'd known before. He went about things in the way of peace, forgiveness, humility, in weakness, not in this powerful, dominant way that they had known. So that's the other thing about how our hope needs to be in God and who he is, and not in the way that we think he should be acting within situations. You know, if you'd have asked those shepherds, when they were told that the Saviour had been born, probably in their mind the image of how that would have been outworked would have been really different to the reality. But yet Jesus was doing something far greater than what would have been achieved through the Jewish thoughts about how it should have been achieved. That's the same in our situations. We can become stuck into how we think it needs to be worked out. But God is for us, loves us way more than we could possibly imagine. He is working for our good in an eternal perspective as well. You know, we've got to have that eternal perspective that's not just about this life. There is hope for this life and there are good things for this life, but there's also all of eternity where there, you know, God will deal with the damage that sin causes and all of the pain. We have to have that. So it's about trusting in God as well as hoping in him. And so my one thing that I really want you guys to take from this is trust and hope in God and you won't be disappointed. You know, some of you, when I read that, you're probably thinking, oh yeah, that's not true. But it's the trust issue which is the key one. Trust and hope in God and you won't be disappointed. You know, God works through the difficult things that happen in our lives. He's working out the good. It doesn't always come in the way that we want it to, but he is working for our good. So, you know, as we're starting 2015, you know, I just really want us to spend some time, the next 10 minutes or so, just reflecting what I've said and what the Holy Spirit is saying to you personally in this. You know, Jesus is wanting, through the Holy Spirit, to fill your heart again with hope. He's wanting to heal pains and disappointments. And, you know, he comes and does it to us, but we also need to interact with him in the process. We need to let him in. We need to choose to walk in the way of hope. And so I just got a few little practical suggestions of things that you could do this week. I'm sure you'll have your own as well. But the first one is talk to God and be specific. You know, there's something about actually just being honest with God and just saying, look, this is where I'm at. This is what's going on in my life. And this is what I'm worried about. This is what I don't see you doing. What are you going to do? You know, just talk to God about it. I find that when I do that, it helps a lot. Because God talks back. Talk to others and get prayer. You know, sometimes, because of certain situations going on in our lives, and we feel so hopeless around them, we're so overwhelmed with them, that we feel powerless to actually do anything about it and move forward. And it's in talking to others and getting other wisdom and insight and encouragement that sometimes that helps us to get out of the situation. And obviously prayer is powerful as well within it. So don't just keep it in to yourself. Talk to others about it. And my final suggestion is meditate on scriptures about hope. You know, chew a verse over this week, put it somewhere, think about it, let the Holy Spirit let it go deep into your hearts, because God's word is powerful and it does change things in us and it does produce hope in us. And so I encourage you to meditate on scriptures, and in particular those ones that I said before, which if you want to know what they are, if you didn't get a chance to write them down, I can tell you. I'll put them on the Journey Facebook group. So what I want to do now is I want to give us all a chance just to think about what I have shared and what the Holy Spirit is saying to you as an individual. You know, this morning, some of you need that sign, like the shepherds had that sign that this thing that they heard was real. When they found Jesus in the manger, they knew it was real. Some of us need something like that. You know, some of us need some healing in our hearts, or fresh perspective. Some of us need to make a choice to hope in God and trust in him. And so what I want us to do is just take a few moments. Maybe you want to close your eyes and just think about, where am I at? Am I lacking in hope in some areas of my life? Maybe I feel like just I'm completely hopeless at the moment. It's okay. Just be real with where you're at. Maybe for some of us, it's just like, what do we want to see happen this year? What do we want to see change? And if we just spend some time, we'll just think about that for a few minutes, and then I'm going to tell us what we're going to do next. Kelly, and this is completely confidential, private thing. What I want you to do is write on there any areas of hopelessness in your life, or anything about what God's been speaking to you, areas you want to see things change in this year. And I'd like you to write it on there if you'd like to. And what we're going to do is, there's going to be a bucket here. I'm not going to look at them afterwards, so be as honest as you want to be. And in a moment, you have an opportunity to bring it and put it in the bucket. And this bucket represents bringing it to Jesus. And as you do that, just bring that before him. If you'd like to, we're going to pray for you that whatever's going on, that the Holy Spirit this morning just ministers fresh hope, healing into any pain, and fresh perspective. So you can see through the lens of hoping in Jesus and who he is. And, you know, I'm not, you know, for some of us, we know that something meaningful will happen right now. For others, you know, it will be the beginning of a process that God does in our hearts. You know, for some of us, maybe actually we feel in quite a good place, we feel quite full of hope right now, but we still want to write down things that we're wanting to see shift this year. We can do that as well.